This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piparwar relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piparwar relics, discovered in 1898, hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. We have more from our correspondent.
The exposition will be held at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. It will bring together, for the first time, the Piparwar relics repatriated after more than a century from Piparwar that are preserved in the collection of the National Museum of New Delhi and the Indian Museum of Kolkata. The Piparwar relics, discovered in 1898, are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Lord Buddha. The exposition will highlight India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Bhagavan Buddha and reflect the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has directed the concerned district election authorities to file FIRs against the five suspended state officials accused of illegally including fake or non-existent voters' names in the electoral rolls. According to sources in the office of the State Chief Electoral Officer, instructions have been issued to register criminal cases against Debottam Datta Chaudhary, Electoral Registration Officer of the Bariupur East Assembly Constituency, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer Tathagat Mandal, Biplab Sarkar, Electoral Registration Officer of the Moina Assembly Constituency, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer Sudipto Das, and Data Entry Operator Surajit Haldar. During the enumeration phase of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls, these officials were accused of adding fraudulent names to the voter list. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued a notice to social media platform X, asking it to remove obscene content. Sources said government has raised concerns over the misuse of Grok AI to create and share obscene content. In its letter to the Chief Complaints Officer of X, India Operation, the ministry said the service of Grok AI is being misused by users to create fake accounts to host, generate, publish or share obscene images or videos of women in derogatory or vulgar manner. It said the regulatory provisions under the Information Technology Act 2000 and IT Rules 2021 are not being adhered to by the platform. The ministry stressed that compliance with the IT Act and the IT Rules 2021 is not optional. The Narcotics Control Bureau has advised Indian travellers to obtain the necessary approvals for carrying medicines before travelling to Saudi Arabia. This comes after Saudi Arabia introduced an electronic service platform for obtaining prior permission for the clearance of medicines intended for personal use by individuals entering or leaving the country. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to India's first female freedom fighter, Rani Velu Nachiyar, on her birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Veeramangai Rani Velu Nachiyar was a courageous ruler and a visionary leader who stood steadfast against colonial domination, exemplifying valour, strategic acumen and exceptional leadership. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi said that Rani Velu Nachiyar rose against colonial oppression and asserted the right of Indians for self-governance. He added that her commitment to good governance and cultural pride is also admirable. Mr. Modi also said that Rani Velu Nachiyar's sacrifice and visionary leadership will keep motivating generations. The Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad will host the second edition of Udyan Utsav from today as part of the efforts to promote public engagement and environmental awareness. Udyan Utsav will be open to the public free of cost from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily till the 11th of this month at the main lawns of Rashtrapati Nilayam. Visitors may book their entry online through the Rashtrapati Bhavan website or at physical kiosks set up at the Visitor Facilitation Centre. As the air quality showing a marked improvement across Delhi NCR, the Subcommittee on the Graded Response Action Plan of the Commission for Air Quality Management has revoked Stage 3 of GRAP with immediate effect. And that is the end of this news bulletin.